Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Jamie, the mother, and I'm so excited to be recording right here on the couch because we are in lazy zone mode. And you are?
I'm Lauren, and I'm going to echo that statement. I'm probably the reason why we're sitting on the couch. It's just been one of those times where I do not want to even sit in a chair right now. And I'm very content because we are recording the podcast on the couch, like we just said. And I also have my adorable, cute little puppy on my lap to comfort me as we discuss today's topic. So I'm just feeling the vibes right now.
I know. I even put on my old sweatshirt. What are these called?
They're
Nordics. They were very popular circa fall of 2018. When you were just a mere freshman in college, and now you're a college graduate, and it's still cozy and helps you through these bitter, chilly, cold afternoons on Mondays. Anyway, here we are, and we're going to get started with our lights of the week, like we always do, where we focus in on the low, medium, and highlights of our week. So I'm just going to take out my notes because I just made a little note about mine. And actually, my low light, how could we forget? My low light was last week when Max left for college. He actually left on Friday morning, and I always get my emotional goodbyes going. I really was holding back as much as I could, but we had a long conversation the night before, and you know, I just think it's hard sometimes for us emotional types to separate from each other yet again. And Max was going through that a little bit. So the goodbyes could be a little draining. And then I got to work and I called Mima and she, you know, helped me through that moment. And now we're used to it again. He's been away for like 3 nights or something. So back to a different world and you're here and he's not. Crazy. So what's your low light?
My low light was the exact same thing. So I'm not being very exciting here. But yeah, it was a bummer to see Max go. It was fun to have this time, you know, the last month or so to spend together, you know, doing what siblings do. And, you know, just in general, just I feel like Max leaving pretty much is the culmination of pretty much everyone even and going back to school for the most part. So it's definitely sad because now it's probably going to start really sinking in that, you know, my time at college is over and, you know, most of my friends still have a semester left. So that's kind of where we're at right now. It's just, it was sad to see him go. I know it was hard, but I know he's going to have a great semester and I can't wait. All right, let's go to our medium lights.
You could just start.
Okay, I guess I'm starting. So my medium lights, excuse me, sorry, I had a little thing in my throat, were actually the two workout classes that I did the past week. So I am now working out at Sky Fitness, which is a gym in my area, and my aunt was able to get me a membership there because she is like one of the managers at the offices, and I'm in exchange for having a membership, I'm going to be like subbing at the kids club there like once a week or so. So I had my first shift there as well. And yeah, I really enjoyed the two workout classes that I did. I think that, you know, not to like derail this whole lights, but I think that, well, first of all, obviously COVID I haven't really been going to the gym much except for when I was at school in my apartment gym, which is like very small. You know, I've been doing a lot of classes at home since the start of the pandemic. And also for a while there, like even pre-pandemic, I think it kind of like got it in my head that I didn't like classes for some reason. Maybe it was somehow tied into like some of my like, you know, disordered tendencies and like, you know, eating, exercise, all of that. And maybe I just like thought I would get more of a workout when I was like running or doing things on my own. But I found that I really enjoy these exercise classes a lot, and the instructors are like very motivating. When you're working out with other people, it also is motivating. And it's just more fun to, like, you know, do something different. Like, I don't know. I get really bored of, like, going on the treadmill or whatever for, like, this period of time. Like, it gets kind of repetitive. So it's nice to, like, because you go to these classes and they do different things every time. And it's just been a nice change of pace. And even though I'm, like, the youngest one there, I kind of like that. So I did a bar class, which I really like doing. I've done that before. And then I did a, like, cardio strength and balance class, and I really enjoyed them. So I'm not sure, like, what the next phase, the next weeks are going to hold in terms of, like, what my schedule is going to be. But I would love to try to continue to go to these classes or find other ones that are going to work better with my schedule. But, yeah, it's been great. So definitely recommend to do some classes.
Yeah, I also, like, I mean, I haven't done a class in a really long time. But it is kind of fun and motivating to see the other people, like, and the energy. Like, there's just some energy, like, that you can't – yeah, you were going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the energy is fun. They play, like, really good music. So they'll play, like, pop songs, whatever. But then it's, like, with the beat. So it's, like, jump in the Cadillac. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, fun because it's, like, it's a good energy. So it's just a good way to start it off.
Yeah, different than, like, you and the TV, you know, like, somebody is there. I mean, even on the TV, they try to give that energy, but it's different than the live in-person kind of moments. So okay, so for my medium, I am just going to kind of say that this was, like, a good weekend. We did accomplish, like, a lot of things. It was a balanced weekend. It wasn't just, like, all on the couch. There was a little bit of time where we, like, added in some outings, and we did take care of some errands, and so, like, in some ways there was some productivity with it. I got my hair cut, which, like, color and cut always makes you feel good, and did something, you know, for myself in that way. And just a little bit of, you know, we did a little baking, even though that didn't turn out so well, but we made it a fun weekend. And so little TV, little reading, all the good stuff. So I enjoyed the balancedness of this weekend, and just hanging with you and Dad. So fun.
Yeah. And that kind of goes along with my highlight of this week was, it's not really like one event, but I can combining everything to multiple events, and it was meals with friends. So, I was excited. A few days ago, we went downtown with some of our close friends from camp, and we went to this really good Italian restaurant in the city, that we never had went to before, called Carlucci, and it was really good. They had this, like, pasta on the cheese wheel, you know, like those videos where they mix it all together. We had this, like, really good eggplant parmesan, and just a bunch of good food, and that was really nice. And it's just, like, fun to go to the city and venture down there. And then today was really nice. We got to have lunch with my roommate from last semester and her mom, and that was a lot of fun because it was just crazy because I lived with her for a whole semester, and, like, I haven't seen her in a few weeks since we both got home just because she went on a trip, and then she started student teaching, and, you know, I just have had things too. So it was nice to find the time to do something, especially because today they had the day off of school, and it was just really great to get together and see each other. And yeah, I'm excited to just, you know, have this time to really try to spend time with the people that are here. I'm fortunate to have some friends that are home right now, so I'm just going to do my best to stay in touch. But I'm also kind of excited because these last few weeks have been kind of busy with, like, seeing friends and stuff. And, like, of course I love to do that, but I also kind of was missing a little bit of the, like, time to myself. So I'm kind of looking forward to getting back into that now that people have kind of been leaving. So that's that. That's my high.
My highlight is just really the same, but I wanted to focus in on one of those elements in terms of going out on Friday night. You know, I think that there's been this, like, struggle between the COVID anxiety and not wanting to, like, leave your safety net zone and go out to dinner into the city. Seems, especially right now with Omicron and all this, it just seems like it's like so nerve-wracking and nerve-inducing because, like, You don't know if you're going to go to a restaurant that's going to be so overcome with people and you'll be standing in a crowded area waiting for your table and all of that, and like going downtown, and it's a big commitment. I don't know, it sounds funny, but it's like a big commitment to like get in the car and like drive downtown. And lucky enough, Hannah had made reservations, so we were able to get, you know, go. And the nice thing about this restaurant was like it took all that fear and anxiety away. You got there, they did have you check to make sure that you were vaccinated and look at your vaccine card. And like we were sitting, this was like, it's not even like we had to wait for a table at all in like a crowded bar or something like that. They like had a table ready for us. We were very spaced away from some other people who were also eating there. So you didn't feel like you were in a place where you kind of shouldn't be, I guess, right now. So I felt like very comfortable, but you don't always know that that's going to be the case. And so like, I think when we were there, we were like, oh, you know, we should do this more often, because I feel like my, you know, highlights and lowlights and my weeks just revolve around like the, you know, the same typical thing. And this gave me like something a little bit more to, you know, say that I did versus just like letting life pass you by and not getting up off of your couch. So oftentimes in the winter time, like you kind of like hibernate a little bit, or I tend to. And so this was kind of nice because we got dressed up. You were like making fun of me because I wanted to put on like booties and stuff, and it was snowing and it kind of was a dumb thing to do. But in hindsight, like I didn't realize that we weren't going to be able to valet park and that we were going to have to walk from like this parking garage and this crazy like situation to get to the restaurant, which actually I am so proud of you. You navigated the lower Wacker driving in such a great way. And that was like your first drive in the city, and you like drove through lower Wacker, which can be like the most intimidating for those of you that know what I'm talking about. It is crazy to drive around there, and like half the time your GPS doesn't work down there. So like, I don't know. It's a whole different word. You feel like you're just like, there's really not that many cars down there, and you feel like you're going to like get lost in this like no man's land. But you did a great job. And we ended up, you know, just enjoying that night. And I held on to you because I thought I was going to slip after walking out of the restaurant with some snow on the ground. But we all managed, and it was great. It was so fun. So just wanted to, you know, mention what a great night. That was my high. Hang on for a second. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back, and everything is fine on our sound, we hope. Lauren over here is laughing. I'll just mention that because we've had some technical difficulties in episodes past, and we just want to make sure we're all in the good. So anyway, this episode, it's kind of going to be a discussion that, like, we're going to see where it takes us. The reason that I was hopping onto this as a conversation topic was because I find it to be so interesting sometimes how like things just take off. I'm not sure why or where or how or what happens, but like trends, they happen, they come, they go. And, you know, it's interesting to me. So last week when we were on the podcast, one of the what I'm into's of the week was that game called Wordle. And it has, I think, kind of swept the world and taken the world by storm now. And I'm kind of interested in this whole concept. So last week, not too many people heard of it, it doesn't seem. And then the other night, Jimmy Fallon was literally playing the Wordle game on his show, pretty much in real time of the recording of the television show. And it's like, oh my goodness, like now it's a thing and everybody's doing it. And so what is it about like these things that just sort of take off and everybody gets into and then they fall by the wayside? And you know, why, what is like the reason behind it? And like, why is it so, you know, enthralling? So I don't know. What did you want to add about it? Or like initially, what's your kind of thinking about this, Laura?
I'm trying to think. I guess
okay,
I would.
I have nothing to say.
I would say that, like, I think a lot of this, at least for me, a lot of the time, like, wanting to partake in some of these trends kind of come from a place of like FOMO, which for those of you don't know what that means, it's the fear of missing out. And, you know, when you see all over social media that people are like engaging in these games, it's like fun. And, you know, a game like Wordle, then I mean, at first I was complaining about it because I'm like, there's only one a day. Like, I want to keep playing. But you reminded me and said that, like, it's probably a good thing because then you don't get burnt out as quickly. Like, you'll kind of make it a part of a routine to like log on and do it every day. And then, you know, it's over and you'll wait for tomorrow. And like, you can kind of drag on the excitement, which I thought was like an interesting thing to do. However, I'm kind of thinking back to another time that I remember like this trend really soaring was actually around 4 years ago now when I was a senior in high school and there was this game called HQ. I'm sure a lot of you guys remember it, but it was like this game, like this trivia game online where like you would log in on a certain time every single night, or maybe it was like twice a day. And there was that guy like Scott Rogowski,
I
and
don't
he
even
was
know
like,
his name.
yeah, Scott Rogowski, and he was like sit on your screen and he would like ask you these questions and they would get harder and harder every day, every question. And like if you made it to the end of the questions, you would win like a certain amount of money, like however many people got all the questions right, like you would split the pot for that day. And it really like at one point, like it was really like this big thing. And I remember I would like be with my friends and we would like stop, drop everything we were doing to play this game. And like we were there, we were in the car, like wherever we were, it was like this huge thing. And not a couple months later, I mean, now, no, I don't know anyone who's still playing that game. I don't even know if this guy's even out of a job. Like, I'm gonna look him up on Instagram, like, see what he's doing. Yeah, because like, he was like this huge name. He went to actually,
Didn't he come to like BBYO
yes,
or
he came
something?
to BBYO International Convention like to speak. Okay, I just found him. Yeah, I mean he doesn't do HQ. It's not a thing anymore. But I mean it's just like it's kind of the same idea. I mean, I guess HQ is a little bit different than this Wordle game, but like people are playing it right now, and like it was only once a day that game, and like now no one plays it. But yeah, I think it really just goes back to this like need to be a part of what everyone's doing because, like, for example, the thing that you guys are doing on this game is like on Facebook, like you can post your Wordle, and so I see all these comments because you're always posting your Wordle and
Well,
people
I've
are.
posted it twice.
Okay, she's posted it twice. Sorry. But like, then people are commenting all these things like, what is this game? I've seen all over. Like, how do you play? Like, oh, it's so fun. And then everyone's seeing that and they're like so intrigued and then they want to join in. So I think that these games, like, it just, all the buzz, you know, it perpetuates this cycle. And then, I mean, but I'm not, I just don't see it lasting very long, in my opinion. Like, I think people will
Right.
be into this for a few weeks and then on to the next thing, you know? That's just how this all works.
I know, and it's funny that you mentioned like posting the Wordle score because I'm was looking up an article just to like get more information about this thing. And this columnist Carrie Sackville, and it looks like she writes for the Sydney Morning Herald, which probably is in Australia. And she's writing and like she goes, basically, she goes something. Wordle scores have hijacked my social media feed. Each morning when I log on to my Twitter, it's a sea of mustard green and gray grids. And did I crack the code and all this? And like, right, green, sorry. And she goes, basically, I don't care about anybody else's score on Wordle. She goes, I only care about my husband's, like, to know if I beat him and got a better, level than he did. But it's so true. Nobody does care. I'm not posting it necessarily to be like, wow, guys, look at my great score on Wordle. I just think it's, like, funny because I'm interested to see who is commenting on it and all of that. The one thing that I did do was, like, I showed you it, I think, and I kind of created my own little Wordle, like, community of my sister, my dad, you. So it was, like, now it's, like, oh, at each day, it's, like, checking in and, like, everyone's, like, oh, I solved it. I didn't solve it yet. I didn't have it on my turn yet. Like, don't comment, you know. But so it's just, like, this cool thing. And then Max got into it today, too. So I don't know. I love a good thing that brings people together. And that's why that's one of the reasons why I'm fascinated by it. The other thing is, like, I want to keep my brain sharp and I like a good puzzle. But this isn't, like, it depends. Some days, like, I've literally had my computer on all day and, like, gave it a break and I didn't want to take my turn again because then I didn't want to, like, get out. So I went back to it, you know. It's interesting. What are you going to say? You're, like, got the big smile on your face. Like, you've got to, like, you've cracked the code.
Well, like, I just feel like that's kind of ridiculous. Like, guys, she literally, like, started it at, like, what? Like, in the morning? And then she didn't finish until she got home from work. And I know you weren't, like, doing it all day.
No way.
Okay, but it still took you a couple of hours.
But not with me, like, actually focusing on it all the time.
And writing it down and, like, crossing out the – like
– Yeah, I know.
I know, but it's, like, so silly because you're not going to even do it in a month. Like, it's just stupid, like, how much time you're spending on it. But I get it because it's fun.
It is fun. And the other part is that, like, I made such a bad mistake because I, like, couldn't think of any other words and they were just basically double consonants. So if that letter wasn't in it, I was out. Like, so I didn't win that day. And there was, like, so one day that I didn't even finish it, which is kind of a bummer. But I'm not looking at it that like that, like, to the point of you being so, like, it's so ridiculous. I'm looking at it like, I've got to challenge myself and, like, get to the score and I want to finish it and I don't want to give up. You know, it's just proving to myself that I can do it, that I can, like, outlast the Wordle and outlast the Wordle puzzle. So you were mentioning HQ. We talk about other, like, I don't know if there are trends. What else can we think of that gets the people talking? You know, was, like, the dress, the gray, the black and gold or blue and white dress. Like, I think it's kind of fun when, like, the whole world is, like, fixating on something and it's not a news story that's so stressful or, like, you know, God forbid there was a terrible situation this weekend with hostages in a synagogue in Texas and they, you know, they had people, like, taken for hostage and luckily everybody got out okay. But that was really scary, you know? And yet those are the kinds of things that typically our world comes together on is, like, these tragedies. But this is just – it's nice to have something lighthearted and kind of fun to be, you know, consuming.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think that's, like, a good way to look at it. I'm trying to think of, like, other things from the past. Like, I remember, like, Laurel and Yanny, you know? Yes. Like, which thing that you heard. I mean, it's all, like, so silly, but it's fun. I get it.
Bones Day,
yeah. Like, but think about it. Like, we don't watch Bones Day anymore, and we had a whole podcast episode about it. We DM'd him to come on our podcast. No. I don't know. It's just, I mean, I guess I should, like, stop being a little bit of, like, a sourpuss about it because it's, like, fun. But I don't know. Like, sometimes I think people, though, like, try to also, like, maybe not, like, when it comes to something like a Wordle, but, you know, sometimes people like to kind of, like, be on the right side of history and they kind of, like, hop on the bandwagons on, like, certain situations when even when they weren't maybe there, like, all along, which is, like, also something that I find interesting. Like,
even thinking back to something like TikTok, like I remember at the beginning, like when TikTok first became like a thing, I was like, this seems so stupid. Like, I'm not downloading this app. And here I am, like 2 years later, and it's like my favorite social media out of all of them, I'd probably argue.
Except for Goodreads.
Yet it's like banned in like a million countries, TikTok. But like, I don't know. It's interesting. And then like, I like to say like, oh, I'm such a TikTok person. And I like shame the people who like still don't have it to this day. So I don't know.
According back to the article that she wrote, Wordles bring social media users a sense of community and joy and break from the horrors of the news cycle. I didn't even read that part of the article until just now. And there, that's what I'm saying is like, let's find ourselves something that we can like dig into a little that takes us away from like the, you know, the horrible things that are going on in our world and just gives us a little bit of pleasure and also stimulates our brain. Like, that's another thing. Like, I love that I was sharing with Papa because I want like, you know, it's fun. He's just up his alley. He loves a good like crossword puzzle or a puzzle or any kind of a thing. And it's just, it's a healthy thing for people to do, you know, to keep, you know, that you're, that are such people who think about things. And it's just good to have something kind of keeping your mind working and going.
Okay. I don't know why this just like popped into my head, but like, okay. So Wordle is this game, right? We've been playing it for like a week. Okay. But there are things like crossword puzzles. There are things like Sudoku, whatever, puzzles. There's things like word searches, like, or just anything. Like, what gets those things to stick? Like, to be just, like, things for, like, forever that we do compared to, like, this Wordle game, which, like, is this going to be a thing that people are, like, am I wrong and, like, am I right that it's just going to be, like, a month or two? Or is this really going to be, like, something long-lasting? And, like, what makes something long-lasting? Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just, like, the, you know, something like the new, you know, New York Times crossword puzzle or what, something like that. Like, those are just things, like, that are part of forever. I mean, I'm not even sure. Like, there was a point between before like Sudoku like came popular before, now it's in the newspaper as well. So maybe Wordle will become one of those things that just like lives there too.
Yeah, but how do you do Wordle on like a newspaper?
Oh, you're right. It has to tell online. You. You're so right. You have to find out right away, like if it's the green or the yellow and it's gray. So if it stays with you, you're right. It's not going to be something that could do, you know, unless it's just an online version of the newspaper. But I was, like, so surprised when Jimmy Fallon was, like, doing it on his show the other night. Like, I was so crazed and excited. It was funny. I didn't wake you up and tell you, did I?
No, you texted me.
Oh. I was, like, texting people saying, like, oh, my God, we are on to something here. I felt like it was fun to be part of that. And I like that it's just, like, once a day for, like, you know, a little bit of a moment in time. Unless it's one that takes me a longer. Which it has, but it doesn't. It hasn't been like that every time.
Yeah.
And it's also educational because you learn about new words that you didn't even know were a word, like today's.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say what the word is. It didn't happen. Like,
oh, right. By the time that they hear it,
yeah,
it won't be a thing anymore. What was it again? That's
it was Shire.
Oh, yeah. Shire. Like Yorkshire.
Like Lincoln.
Shire.
Lincoln. Okay. That's what you were like passing the microphone to me. Like when I say one thing, you say Shire. Okay. Well, like, I guess back to the thing you said on like Jimmy Fallon, like Jimmy Fallon's doing it and like we're doing it, you know, like it's fun. Like it's accessible. Like stuff like this, like it like reminds you that like everyone's a human and everyone just wants to like do the cool thing and like, I don't even know if it's, like, I wouldn't even call it, like, fitting in. But, like, everyone just, like, wants to get excited about the same thing. Like, I bet Taylor Swift was trying to decide if the dress was black and blue or white or gold.
I wonder if she's doing a Wordle right now.
Yeah, like I'm sure. But, like, in this moment in time, because it was never mine. No, but, like, truly, like,
It's just interesting to think about. Like, is Kim Kardashian doing the Wordle?
Yep. I'm sure, like, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian right now are, like, doing the Wordle together.
Well, yeah. And, like, even that's a great example of, like, celebrity news is such, like, a fleeting topic. Like,
yeah.
I know, like, the regular news, I guess, could be like that, too. But the regular news is, like, different because it's, like, continuation of, like, things, like, that just continue for years and years and years and, like, are just still being talked about because our country sucks. But, like, with the celebrity news, like, people get so excited about, like, certain a new couple, a breakup. Like, this whole thing with, like, Jamie Lynn Spears and her new book coming out with, like, Britney and, like, all this stuff is, like, all everyone is talking about. So, you know, it's, like, we latch onto these things because they're entertaining. They're, like, an escape. You know, they're just fun because if other people can be a train wreck and not me, but it's fun to like watch that unfold, you know.
I love that. That's so true. Here we just went on a journey between Wordle and Jamie Lynn and Britney Spears. And I love that about us. So anyway, I hope that you guys are enjoying it. Hopefully some of you like know what we're talking about. If you haven't heard of Wordle, log in. I think you just go to Wordle, like go to Google and like Google Wordle, and then it takes you to like this website. It's not an app because people have asked that question before. Mm-hmm. It's I think there used to be an app. There might still be an app in the App Store, but like that's a different concept because this is just like a daily puzzle. And basically, once you've done it, it's your turn for the day. Although I don't really understand why today it let me have a second turn. I'm really confused about that. So. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. And now we're going to get into the what we're into of the week, which is not going to be Wordle this time. But I am going to share that I am currently reading a book that basically is like my fantasy. Sorry. Lauren's eyes popped out of her head and pick back your head up. Anyway, it is a book called... Let me tell you what the title is because I don't want to mess it up. The book is called The Idea of You by Robin Lee. And it is basically like this concept of this mom takes her kids to see a boy band. It's supposed to be loosely based on Harry Styles. But she goes with her kids and they end up getting like this package where they get to like go to the VIP and meet the band like prior to, and not like the band guys are great and they're like posing for a few pictures. And then the main character, his name is Hayes, starts to like connect with the mom and like is like a little flirtatious, and then basically invites this little group. It's like five of them, her daughter and like three of her friends. And then the mom, I'll go backstage like right after the show to like a party after the concert. And this leads to the mom connecting with him after that. And so I think I'm in the third chapter, but probably about 20% in. And, you know, it's like, so you kind of picture because the way she describes him, the author, like, is basically taking you on this, like, journey between a romance between the boy bander who's, like, in his literally 20 years old, and she's a mom and a 40-year-old mother, which is, like, crazy and, like, a little forbidden, but, like, okay, kind of fun for a little juicy, you know, pretending it's like a fantasy. So that's what I'm into for the week. And you?
Well, I just want to say I did read this book last year, and I generally enjoyed it. I think it was a little overhyped for me because people were saying it was like the most amazing book ever. So I think – but that's not like anyone's fault, you know. That's not the author's fault that a book gets overhyped. But it's still like fun.
I think she's an actress, actually, Robin Lee.
That's cool. I think with some of these, like, forbidden, you know, kind of, in this case, it's like an age gap romance. I know there's other romances, like, that are forbidden for other reasons. I think, you know, in real life, like, would that be weird to hear that something like this happened? Probably. But, like, I think for the sake of reading and enjoying, like, you just gotta, like, suspend some disbelief, you know, and just, like, enjoy the ride and have fun. So, you know what? Before you judge us for what we read, just let us enjoy. I saw this.
Like, I think I've actually probably – it's the kind of thing that, like, I would have had a dream of, like, literally, like, you know, you go on this – bless you. You go to, like, take your kids to a concert and, like, you know, I'm not going to get backstage passes to, like, Harry Styles and, like, end up getting, like, to know him after that. Like, it's just not going to really happen to me. But, like, this book is, like, on a journey, like, allowing me to, like – pretend that I was the mom that took my kids to the concert, which is believable, the kids to the concert part, but not this. So anyway, it's just a little bit of a dream fantasy.
Definitely. And what I was going to say is that sometimes I saw this quote and it kind of changed my perspective. Sometimes people ask me what I read, like, whoa, like what kind of books do you like? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I think that I do have a pretty well-rounded taste in books. Like, I will read really anything as long as it has good, like, ratings and reviews. Like, I'm not going to read, like, if someone says, this is an amazing book, like, I want you to read it, I don't really care about the genre. Like, I'll try a genre. Like, I actually just started reading The Song of Achilles, which is, like, a Greek mythology retelling, which is, like, it was raved all over book talk. I actually started reading it, like, over the summer, and I, like, could not get into it, and I decided to give it another chance because it's just, like, I needed to, like, sit down and, like, pay attention, so that's kind of, like, what I, like, I was in a better headspace to start it, and this is not really a book that I would have thought is, like, going to be a book I would like, but I'm liking it so far. I'm only, like, 10%, so I can't really, like, say anything, really, but, like, I'm trying to be open-minded. Like, I'll read a fantasy book if someone tells me that it's, like, really good, you know, like, but anyways, that wasn't really the point of the story, but I do read a lot of romance books, and, you know, I think that romance gets a really bad rap. Can't speak.
Rap or
rap?
Rap.
Both. Or rap. Both.
I think it's both.
Both. But I saw this tweet, and it kind of, like, changed my mind. So it says, can't stop thinking about how women are ridiculed for enjoying romance novels and movies where actual good things happen to women and are told that they should enjoy other genres where women are often not mentioned or killed to serve as a plot device for the male lead. And I don't know, it just really resonated with me. Like, maybe it's not always that extreme, but I do think that I personally have found that most of the books I enjoy are, like, written by women authors. And that's not to say that if a book written by a man was come, like, highly recommended, that I wouldn't read it, because I have read books written by men before.
Right,
but
most of your whole life.
Right. But most of your whole life you read books by, like, stupid white men and they suck. And, like, when I read a lot of these romance novels, like, I'm seeing myself portrayed in a lot of these characters. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm not saying The Idea of You is some, like, going to be a classic one day, or, like, a work of, you know, this is a book's going to change my life. But in the same way that you're going to watch, like, a little, like, rom-com movie and no one, like, I mean, I guess in this book, in this tweet, people were kind of, like, making fun of it. But in the same way that someone would, like, you know, whatever. You guys get my point. But I just think, like, sometimes I've felt ashamed to admit, like, what kind of books I like, and I think I need to stop. So that's where we're at. Anyway.
It's your turn to share what
I'm into. What I'm into this week, of course, is always books. But what I was going to share is that I'm actually into watching Full House because, as we have heard, we found out that Bob Saget tragically passed away last week. And it was really sad. I've always grown up watching Full House. It's been, like, one of my favorite shows, like, forever. And yeah, I even loved it so much that my birthday present when I was 13 was the Full House full box edition set on DVD. Like, that comes in this little house. Kind of ironic given the fact that no one watches DVDs anymore. And it's actually on two of our platforms that we subscribe to. It's on Hulu and HBO Max. So it's kind of funny, but we still have a little house sitting on our TV, which is fun. But yeah, I've been watching it a lot. It's really sad that he passed away. I've read a lot of things that people have written about him, and it seems like people really don't have much bad to say about him. And yeah, it's just, it's a bummer, but it's been comforting to watch the show because it just brings me a lot of joy and happiness. So that's what I'm into.
Thank you. Also, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because it gave us an opportunity to talk about Bob Saget and his passing. And I mean, also, I want to say, like, I know that he did a lot for scleroderma research, and because his sister passed away from, it's a rare disease. And I actually have a friend that has lived her life with it. And so, and she's gotten to meet him. She was at one of the fundraisers performing as that he was at, and they became friendly. So I think, you know, what a great guy. And, you know, it's really interesting, all of the connections of the people, not just like that you would know that he connected with, but we were reading so many of the tributes about him, and everyone had good things to say about him. And he just, like, you know, it's nice to know that, like, he was a great person, and, you know, and not just like this silly dad from, you know, a TV show that was popular. So, you know, we're not that they're going to ever hear this, but we're sending only the best to his wife and his daughters. Lauren's laughing. You never know. Anyway, what a good thing to share with the people of what you're into. So we've had a great week. This was a really nice conversation about Wordle and all the cool things that we're into. Next week, we'll see if it's even a fad still. Next week, we want to give a special shout out to Rachel Stein again and Patty and Larry Weniger. Thank you for plopping in the microphone in our post. We really appreciate that. This week, we're going to have you, if you've made it to the end of this podcast, maybe this will be the last time we do this, but it's kind of funny. So please put the letter W at the end of the podcast just for Wordle. Okay? And thank you so much for listening. We really value you and appreciate you. And we hope that you have a wonderful week. Follow us on all socials, share the podcast, rate us, review, subscribe. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourself and others. Bye.